Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey loves, welcome to another episode of Heal Your Story. This is episode 169, Curiosity is a Cure for Anxiety. Today, we'll be discussing how curiosity can be the key to unlocking your path to healing anxiety. I'm not sure if y'all remember, but back in episode 113 last summer, I had a lovely discussion with 9-time New York Times bestselling author and spiritual guide Gabby Bernstein about how getting curious about our triggers is actually what starts us down a path of healing. Now, I wanted to dive a little deeper into that topic today. But first, a sponsor break. Hey, welcome back. Life can often throw us in a whirlwind of stress, uncertainty, and anxiety. But what if I told you that there's a powerful tool at your disposal, one that can help you navigate these challenges with actually grace and resilience? This tool is curiosity. Curiosity isn't just about asking questions. It's about asking the right questions, questions that can lead to self-discovery, understanding, and ultimately healing. Throughout the rest of this episode, we'll explore the incredible power of curiosity and how it can be harnessed to transform your relationship with anxiety. So grab a notebook, find a comfy seat, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey together. Now let's take a closer look at anxiety. You know, that nagging feeling that can sometimes hold us back from living our best lives. And it often holds a lot of people hostage from living their best lives. It's important to remember that you're not alone in this journey. Many of us experience anxiety in various forms, and that's perfectly okay. To begin the process of healing, we need to identify the triggers, those moments or situations that tend to set off your anxiety. Could be a tight deadline at work, a challenging relationship, or even uncertainties about the future, or rehashing the past. So here's a simple exercise for you. Take a moment to reflect. Grab a notebook or open a note-taking app on your phone. Think back to the last few times you felt anxious. What were the circumstances? Who or what was involved? And as you jot down these triggers, you're taking the first step towards understanding your anxiety better. Remember, knowledge is power. By recognizing your triggers, you're gaining the power to address them. Now, don't worry if you can't pinpoint everything right away. This is an ongoing process. Healing is an ongoing process. The key is to be gentle with yourself and to approach this with curiosity rather than judgment. So picture this, curiosity as a healing elixir, one that can soothe the restless waves of anxiety and set you on a path to inner peace. It may sound too good to be true, but it's entirely within your reach. Curiosity is a catalyst for personal growth and healing. When you approach life's challenges with a curious mindset, you're not just reacting, you're responding with intention. You're asking questions, seeking understanding, and paving the way for change. You see, if you start to ask questions about it, you're not staying stuck in it. One of the most beautiful aspects of curiosity is its ability to turn obstacles into opportunities. Instead of seeing anxiety as an insurmountable barrier, this big blockade, you can view it as a signpost instead. A signpost that points you toward the areas of your life that need attention and loving care. Think about it. When you're curious about your anxiety, you're saying, I want to understand this. I want to learn from it. I want to heal. And that, my dear listener, is a very powerful declaration starting you down this path. Curiosity is more than just wondering. It's about the art of inquiry. When you ask yourself the right questions, you open doors to self-discovery and insight. So here's a quick example. One of my clients, Sarah, struggled with persistent anxiety related to her career choices. So she got curious. She asked herself, why do I always feel anxious about my job decisions? This simple question led her on a journey of self-reflection. Through journaling and introspection, she discovered that her anxiety stemmed from a fear of disappointing others' expectations. It actually had nothing to do with her. It was an inner feeling of hers, a feeling about disappointing others. So by identifying this root cause, Sarah could work on reshaping her career choices based on her own passions and values, rather than external pressures. Her anxiety began to dissipate, and she started aligning her actions with her true desires. So I encourage you to ask yourself thoughtful questions. What is it about your anxiety that you'd like to understand better? What patterns do you notice? By approaching your anxiety with curiosity, you can uncover insights that will guide you on your path to healing. Now, let me take a quick moment to encourage you to book a Heal Your Story breakthrough session if you would like individual and guided help to get unstuck. The link to do so is in the show notes. Life is filled with moments of unpredictability, and anxiety often thrives in these spaces of the unknown. However, when you approach uncertainty with curiosity, it becomes an opportunity rather than a source of distress. Let me share a client story to illustrate this point. Alex, who was grappling with anxiety related to a pending medical diagnosis, the uncertainty of the situation was extremely overwhelming for him. However, instead of dwelling in fear, Alex decided to be curious about the process. He started asking questions like, what can I learn from this experience? And how can I best take care of myself during this time? Right? And that question right there led him to understand that overthinking and worrying about the future was not what was best for taking care of himself at this moment. So by approaching the situation with an open, inquisitive mindset, Alex not only felt more in control, but also discovered this newfound resilience within himself. He learned to navigate uncertainty with grace, and his anxiety gradually diminished. Embracing uncertainty with curiosity can be a total game changer. It allows you to be present in the moment, to explore possibilities, and to find strength within yourself. So as you face the uncertainties in your own life, remember that curiosity can be your guiding light. Stay curious. Stay open. Now let's shift our focus to relationships and how curiosity can transform them. Curiosity isn't just a tool for self-discovery. It's also a bridge to understanding others. When you approach your relationships with curiosity, you open the door to empathy and connection. Consider this. Instead of making quick judgments or assumptions about the people in your life, what if you approach them with genuine curiosity? What if you asked questions like, what does this person need in our relationship? What are their fears, desires, and aspirations? By fostering open and compassionate dialogue through curiosity, you can build deeper connections and reduce anxiety in your relationships. Curiosity can be a powerful antidote to judgment and conflict. So as you navigate your own relationships, I encourage you to reflect on how curiosity can play a role in creating more profound connections and reducing anxiety. Stay curious about the people around you, and you may discover new layers of understanding and compassion. As we reach the end of this episode, I want to leave you with a powerful reminder. Curiosity is not just a simple trait. It's a transformational force that can help you heal. We've explored how curiosity can help identify anxiety triggers, ask the right questions, embrace uncertainty, deepen relationships, and ultimately lead you toward a life filled with clarity, resilience, and joy. Remember that healing isn't always about eliminating anxiety entirely, but rather finding the strength to navigate it with grace and purpose. Curiosity can be your guiding light on this path, helping you turn challenges into opportunities for growth. So I encourage you to practice curiosity in your daily life. Approach each day, each interaction, and each challenge with an open heart and an open mind. Ask questions, seek understanding, and remain compassionate both to yourself and to others. By doing so, you'll create a narrative of growth, connection, and empowerment. Small changes lead to lasting breakthroughs, and curiosity is the key that unlocks those changes. Thank you for joining me today. Stay curious, stay compassionate, and remember that you have the power to heal your story. And if you want help pinpointing the root cause of your anxiety and emotional blocks that are keeping you stuck, I encourage you to book a Heal Your Story Breakthrough Intensive with me. We'll spend 75 minutes together moving through the blockades, and you will leave this session with a new sense of emotional freedom to start shifting your life. The link to book will be in the show notes. I'm sending lots of love to you. Let me know, send me an email, reach out to me via social. Tell me how getting curious about your anxiety and your triggers starts to open doors for you. All right, bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.